Welcome to Hunter Logan and Mike. This is episode 8 of season 5, and after this episode, we will be in real time, all caught up, which is where I wanted to get to. And then every episode now after this is going to be what's going on currently. Wow. Can't believe we're already here. Okay, so The Prodigal 2 has come out and is released in November. Now, the 1st of November, I'm going back down to Micanopy for the second annual Stomp Live. And I'm very honored to be a part of this. I really am. And Brandon, again, once again, is going to be there. Of course, with Jace Harrell Band. There's some other artists going to be there as well. Johnny Rowlett's there. He was there last year, as well as Daniel Ishii. And met a new guy. He wasn't there last year, or he was there last year, but I don't know if I met him, or I can't remember. Brad Pogg. Awesome guy. Just a great time to go back and be around all those fine folks. And of course, every time I go back there, the barn, it's just that much better. Something else is done to it. It's just fabulous. This place is really going to be a tourist attraction. I mean, I believe people literally are going to go to Micanopy to go to that event, whatever he's putting on there. It's absolutely amazing. It's beautiful. But I love what those guys are doing there. I love the vision they have, Jace, Johnny. They have a heart for the Lord, and their vision of what they want to do is not only going to bless people, but it'll bless artists as well. Very excited about that. I'm excited for them. But I'm getting to go back to Micanopy, and I had just been in September, and I had those new songs that I did. But they weren't on CD. People were asking me, "Oh, you have those songs on CD?" I said, "Nope, hadn't got them yet. I'll let you know when I do." Well, it just so happened, like I said, I didn't know that there was going to be a Prodigal Part 2. And now I'm going down there with those songs on CDs. So the ones that heard them at the HTO, Honk and Tonk and Opry, will now be able to get a copy of them as they are on CD. Now, they are available digitally as well for digital download. It's just some folks, some older folks, like CDs. And that's why I get some done on CDs. For those who don't like or don't know how to do digital or don't care for digital, they have the CD. That's why it's done like that. But moving right along. It was a two-day festival. And this time, I didn't bring the Dove. I brought Old Red. Now, Old Red is my electric, which I've played countless times. Countless club after countless club after countless club. Well, it's been playing in church now. It's all church events, too. But that's my main axe, far as electric, far as lead. I decided to play my electric. I set my amp up, got all the channels like I wanted them, specifically. And it worked out good. I still love playing my Dove. I ain't giving up on that at all. Just every once in a while, I like to switch up. So I brought Old Red down there. It's not like we didn't have enough electric guitars. And I'm very grateful to Jace for letting me go down there, for asking me to go down there again and be a part of it. Now, I didn't go down there as the radio guy. I went down there as Hunter Logan, the artist. Like I said, there's different tools in the toolbox now. If I have to sing, I can sing. If I need to just play an instrument, I can play an instrument. If I need to do both, I can do both. If I need to be a DJ, I can be a DJ. If I need to lead service, I can lead service. If I need to preach a sermon, I can preach a sermon. Whatever God needs, wherever God needs, I want to go. I want to be used by the Lord. I want to be a vessel. To be used by the Lord. Fill me up and pour me out. That's what I'm all about. Yep, that's what the song says. The Vessel by Hunter Logan. That was a cheap plug right there. I don't know if I'm going to leave that in the podcast or not. Now, during this trip, while I was down there, Johnny Rowlett said to me after I come off the stage, he said, man, he said, there's a whole lot of difference between you this year and last year. I said, yeah. I said, last year, I was just starting to get back into this thing. And I said, you got to think about something. I had just spent 10 years promoting y'all, playing your music. You know what kind of pressure that was to see if I could even hold my own still after not playing for 16 years and singing for 16 years and then worrying about, are these guys thinking I'm going to, what am I doing here? You know, what is he trying to do? I mean, the crazy stuff that goes through your head. And he said, you know, I didn't even think about that, man. But Satan will play in your mind. He'll do all kind of stuff to get you to not do what God's called you to do. See, God's gifts are without repentance. The Bible says that. Now, God sat me down. And I say it like this. I didn't hit the lick of the stick for about 16 years. Well, I didn't play or sing. Now, I did a song or two in church, a special or whatever, and I played in church. But far as me being a front guy or being in the front of anything, no. And I know why. God had to get me out of me. My wife will be the first to tell you. I love my husband, but I hated Hunter Logan. Of course, Hunter Logan's my stage name. We all know that. If you listen to the first podcast, first season, you'll understand that. I didn't want to be that guy again. Because that guy is just, he ain't cool. But God showed me that I am not that guy again. He said, you're not that guy. I've changed you. And I'm not that guy again. I know that. So I'm very comfortable in doing what I do. I used to get so nervous to be in front of friends or family or people I knew. Put me in a room with three or four people, and I could not play or sing. I would find some kind of excuse. Just so nervous. Put me in a room or a crowd of people that I don't even know, no problem. But to be in a room of people I know, terrified. But now, it doesn't matter if it's a room of two, people I know, don't know, room many, I'm not terrified at all. I will pick the guitar up, sing, play, it don't matter because it's not about me. It's not about me at all. I don't compare anything anymore. It's about him. It's about him getting the glory. And if he can use that, if he can use me in any kind of way to get his message across, that's all. All I'm worried about, it's about him. It's not about me. And I thank the Lord that he got me to that point. Because there was a time it was all about me. It was so much about me that I almost lost my marriage. It definitely played an effect with my children. But God's a great restorer. I say it all the time. God can restore. God, he's so good. But you got to have a heart for the Lord. You got to have a heart for the Lord. It's always a heart matter. You got a heart for the Lord. He can do something for you. He can do things with you. Because Jeremiah 29:11 is true. He does have a good will towards you. He does have plans to prosper you. We just get in his way sometimes. Most of the time, in fact. I know I have. Still do. Trying my best not to. But I am so grateful for what he has done for me. And what he's continuing to do. Now that the Prodigal 2 is done, I have 23 songs, so I have plenty of stuff to release, should that be where God wants to go. The songs are just really a way for me to get the message across of my testimony. That's really all they are. But now I have HLE Records, which I've always had. I've kept it open. And now I'm getting ready to start writing some songs and producing some songs on some artists that people have never heard of before that are really good. Artists that don't know where to start, how to start, and they just need a break. They don't need to be taken advantage of. They don't need to have the wool pulled over their eyes, so to say. They just need some good help and somebody not take advantage of them. And that's what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I've had my eye on some folks who are great singers. I'm going to write some songs for them. In fact, I have some already done. And we're going to release them because we have a channel to release. And there's some other things coming up too that we're going to do, because I still have a heart for Christian country music. This genre still needs to be built. And we can do both. We can build the genre and we can still be ministry first. And we can still reach the lost. Because that's the whole reason for the Christian country. It's to reach the lost. We're doing it through Christian country. That's the medium we're doing it through. But the goal is souls. So I'm really excited about what's coming. And in these next podcasts, I'll be able to tell you what we're working on, because now we're up to real time. And I'll be able to tell you what we're doing. I don't say it on the radio in the mornings, because it's not the place for it. But these podcasts now, that we're all caught up, and the history's all done, and we got everything going, I mean, where we need to be, now I can start updating everyone who's interested, who wants to keep up with what we're doing. I can keep you ahead of the power curve, so to say. You can know exactly what's going on with HLE Radio behind the scenes, if you will. You'll hear stuff that you won't hear on the morning show or see on Facebook posts or Twitter posts. So, and that's going to wrap up this episode. Whew, we did it. We finally caught up where I wanted to be. I'm going to leave it right there. Thank you for joining me. Tell some folks about the podcast, please. You can get it off our homepage, hunterlogan.org. Get our music there. Check me out on the radio in the mornings. HLEradio.com is a free app. Our sister station, saddleupradio.com, for you country gospel folk, it's also free. Friend me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Choice Social. I'd love to get to know you. Until next time, remember Duke 28-2.